And it's time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Klochetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And welcome in this morning, Dr. Beth. How are we doing?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
We're doing all right.
Good to see you.
Yeah, same here. We've got a topic that's pretty important, pretty essential for a lot of folks, and it can be a little confusing at times, too, especially when you get to a new year, some things change and all the rest of that. We're talking health insurance today, and it can be complicated.
Absolutely. And what I notice is when clients call or potential clients call, they often don't know what's going on, and the acronyms that the health insurances use are kind of confusing. So I thought today I'd kind of go over what those things mean, and obviously the clients can look online and see both the written transcript and listen again if they have any questions, or the listeners can do that. But I think it's important because sometimes people end up with huge bills and they're very surprised.
Yeah, and they might, have a plan that's okay, and then they could shift to a better plan, but they don't realize it when the year changes, and they're just kind of misinformed or they're uninformed, whatever the term may be, because there's so many different changes and things that maybe they're not aware of that they could take advantage of. And it can be confusing and hard to pick the best fit for their needs.
Exactly. So I'm not going to recommend anything. I'm
right.
Just going to explain it. And I think it's important that when people are signing up, they know what it means. So right now it's going to be kind of like the terms. You know, we're going to talk about the first thing that people usually do is choose between a PPO and an HMO. Now, I think it's important to know that a PPO stands for a Preferred Provider Organization. So what that means is that a group of providers have agreed to work with an insurance company, whichever insurance company it is, or multiple insurance companies, for a specific amount. And that's called in-network benefits. So if you've made that contract, you're eligible to get in-network benefits. What that means then is that the preferred provider, you can go anywhere you want with any one of those providers. You don't have to stick with just one group. You don't have to go to any of the big names
right.
of industries. It's a little more expensive usually, but it gives you that choice. HMO is a health maintenance organization. In that case, the insurance company has contracted with an organization to provide all your needs. So if you think of a family who's got kids getting shots, lots of, you know, wellness checks, and you don't have a lot of serious injuries that a specific organization couldn't take care of, that is less expensive.
Yeah.
Usually there's a standard fee, like maybe $10 or $15, and often people will do that. But what that also means is there are no benefits. Like if I'm not an HMO because you have to be an organization. So if somebody came to me with that benefit, unless their doctor wrote a note and said, yes, we will pay for this person to go here, they'll get no benefits. They would have to pay out of pocket. And the way organizations work is if they offer the service, they don't usually write the script to say you can go somewhere else.
Okay. It'd
have to be a very special, occasion. It's less expensive. There's less choice. Still good quality. Both places. You just
right.
have to know. Some people have a health savings account. Now, what that means is you don't pay taxes on the money that you put into that account. So it goes in before taxes, and it has to be used for medical or health issues. So medicines, visits, shots, treatment, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about health savings accounts is that it rolls over from year to year. So let's say you put in $1,000 and you had a healthy year. Okay, the next year, that $1,000 is in there, and you can put whatever the government says is okay for the individual or the family, because it's determined by a law.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. Flexible spending is also pre-tax dollars that are deposited into a special account and can be used for healthcare, childcare, and sometimes for like if you have a disabled family member. That is determined by the contract, but that must be used within the year. So if you don't spend it, you lose it.
Mm, okay.
So people, and again, that's determined. You can't just put in any old amount. The next thing that sometimes confuses people, and it varies so widely from policy to policy and employer to employer, is the amount that the client has to pay before any further benefits are provided. That's called the deductible.
Right.
One person yesterday told me they had a $1,000 deductible. a year or two ago, somebody told me they had a $16,000 deductible. Now, that makes the policy cheaper, and the initially...
Monthlies are...
Right, but it makes it a little bit more expensive. So it's just good to know what that is. The copay is the amount that is paid by the client after the deductible is paid. It's paid at the time of service, and it's always the same amount. So it might be $20. Some people have $30. It's whatever was agreed on. Coinsurance is the amount paid by the client after the deductible is paid, and it's paid according to whatever the insurance pays. So it's like a percentage. It varies.
Okay.
So you would get a bill for coinsurance because the provider wouldn't know that unless they were told in advance.
Copay, same amount, coinsurance, that varies.
That varies because it's a percentage of whatever you've been charged for the service.
All right.
Now, and here's an interesting thing, you know, sometimes people have two plans. Spouses work at different places. In one, like let's say the husband works one place, he's the primary beneficiary, and the wife works another place, she's the primary on that one. But they're also covered by each other's plans.
Right.
So you have to be sure to let whoever is billing, you know, providing the service, know that you have both of those, because it goes first to the primary, and then it goes to the secondary. Sometimes people get confused. They think, okay, I've got two insurances. It should all be covered. It's not, you can't count on that. So it gets really confusing for people, and it feels sometimes like, it's anxiety provoking. It feels overwhelming. So I always say, you're paying the fee to the insurance company, call them. Number on the back of the card, the customer service people are knowledgeable, and if the one you get seems confused or you get confused by them, you just ask for another person and say, okay, I'm not sure I get this. Could I talk to somebody else? Take notes. Write it down to avoid getting that huge, huge bill because you didn't know that your deductible was super high.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's a rude awakening.
No, right, right. And at this time of year, often things change.
Yeah.
But you probably agreed to it in October. So who remembers that?
Right.
You know, so I really like to always, when I talk to new clients, potential clients, ask them about that stuff. But I also like people to periodically check and see, where am I at? And if you don't know how much you've paid towards your deductible and you call the customer service, they'll tell you.
That's good.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power, right?
It absolutely is. And we're going to have a link on the website that will direct people to, like, where they can read about health insurance as well.
All right. That's all the time we have for today's show. That website, by the way, safeharboril.com. And we invite you to join us next Monday morning for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.